some definitions of faithful is loyal, constant, steadfast, true, devoted, true-hearted, unswerving, unwavering, dedicated, committed, trusted, trusty, trustworthy, dependable, reliable, dutiful. And that pertains to being loyal and constant and steadfast. And second definition is true to the facts or the original. Accurate, precise, exact, errorless, error-free, unerring, without error, faultless, true, close, strict, realistic, authentic, convincing, faithful, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 9, in verse number 5, it says, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, then Isaac, and then on to Jacob. The promise God gave to Abraham that his seed would possess the land that he trod in. And of course, this is the time that this is all being rehearsed to the children of Israel, the new generation of the children of Israel. Because the previous generation didn't get to go in. The previous generation put a 40-year halt on God's faithfulness. If you're familiar with the story of the 10 spies that gave an evil report and the 2 spies that gave a good report, and how that the children of Israel rebelled against God and said, we can't go in because the people are too strong, the people are too big, it just can't happen. Doubt, fear, and unbelief gripped all the hearts of the children of Israel. And God said, you're not going in then. See, God was faithful. He hadn't done anything wrong. But the children of Israel were the ones doing things wrong. Their unbelief brought heartache and pain upon their generation of children. Their sin produced hardship for their own children. And so you see that the generation that God brought out of Egypt, God brought them out with a mighty hand. Miracle after miracle after miracle. And then God was with them, cloud by day and fire by night. And God opened up the Red Sea and they walked across on dry ground. And God brought water out of a rock and quenched the thirst of millions of the people of Israel. And he brought them right up to the promise that he had given them. And they still said, no, we can't do that. That's just too hard. Can't live that way. Can't live like that. We just can't go in there and fight these people. We're going to be defeated and they'll just destroy us. And they'll take our children. And God said, okay, you're not going in. Then they turned around and said, all right, we're going to go ahead and go on in. And God told Moses, tell the people, don't go in. Because I've done said you don't go in. See, they couldn't learn obedience. They were always doing it their way. And that kept them from going in. They went ahead and rose up and went into the land of Canaan to fight, and they were defeated. And God told them to go out into the wilderness, and there you're going to wander for 40 years, and you're going to die in the wilderness. And when your children raise up and grow older, then I'm going to take them in. So those children had to suffer the hardship of those decisions of those parents. It wasn't the children's fault. But because they were the children of those parents, they had to wander 40 years in the wilderness for something they didn't do. But God was faithful. And after 40 years, he brought them out. Brought them right up to the land of Canaan. and said, you're going to go in because I'm faithful. And I'm going to keep my promise. Even though the generation before would not follow through, now's your chance. And they did. And they went in. Joshua was now leading the children of Israel. And of course, what I'm after here this morning is to help us realize, no matter circumstances, situations in life, things that happen or transpire, they are not God's fault. Just like it wasn't these children's fault that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. It was their parents' fault. And so their parents were judged and the children were brought to make a choice, just like the parents were. See, everybody's got to choose. Everybody's got to make a choice. And when you realize the faithfulness of God, Sister Lindsay made that statement up here. You know, if you knew that God was going to meet your every need, you just couldn't see His face, what would you do? Well, based upon the truths of God's Word and the faithfulness of the history of God, just because I can't see His face doesn't mean I'm not going to serve Him. It reminds me of that story of that college professor who was saying that if you can't see something, then it's not real. And that student got up and did a long discourse and ended up saying, can anybody see the professor's mind? Can anybody see the professor's brain? All the class said, well, no, we can't see his brain. Well, thus then the professor has no brain. Because you can't see it. So making a statement, I can't see God, so He's not real, is not a fact at all. The facts are found in God's Word, and God is faithful to His promise. And God brought the children of Israel in. The first generation, they wouldn't go in, couldn't go in because of their sin, disobedience to God. Notice the scripture that I read, that God keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. We can go on to 1 Kings 8:56. It says, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel according to all that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. This was now King Solomon, which came into the kingdom after his father David, which had ruled for 40 years. And David had come into kingship after Saul had ruled. And what I'm trying to get to is the children of Israel never fulfilled their part of driving all the inhabitants out of the land. And God yet let them have the promise. And then through Saul, and then through David, God began to drive and defeat all the enemies. And remember, it's because of their wickedness, their sin, their disobedience. And now at Solomon, wow, some 40, no, 80, no, some 120 years later, Solomon can stand up and say, God has kept His promise that Moses said He would do. But it was 120 years later, and Israel had peace during the time of Solomon. See, God is faithful. Mark it down, man's not. Man can only be faithful when he learns to have fellowship and build a relationship with God. When he learns to be conformed to the image of Christ. It started out this service this morning. I want to be more like you. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. There's multitudes of scriptures here, but I want to move on and I want to close. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Peter 4:19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Does that mean bad things won't happen to you? It's not what that means. What that means is it won't dwell in you. Keep you from evil being inside of you. That's what that means. Because it just said in 1 Peter 4:9, if you're suffering according to the will of God, you realize that the first generation of Christians were martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ. They were thrown to the lions. They were sawn asunder. They were beheaded. All because they were Christians and no other reason. So that type of evil came to them. But when that evil came to them, it didn't penetrate in them. They stayed true to their faithful Creator. And thus, that crown of glory was awaiting them in that place called heaven, in that place called paradise. See, this is not the only life you're going to live. Amen. Praise God. This is not the only life we're going to live. Hallelujah. But living for Jesus Christ becomes the greatest part of life on the face of this earth. Amen. Until we get to eternal life. Hallelujah. And so we move on. Revelation 19:11. It says, I saw heaven opened. Behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. See, there's coming a time when all wickedness will be judged. Jesus Christ himself is going to deal with it. Now we've moved from faithful being an adjective to faithful being a proper noun, the title of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter what comes our way, we've got to realize and understand God is faithful. He will lead us out of our deserts. He will lead us out of our trials. He will lead us out of our tests. He will lead us out of our sorrows. If we let him lead. Hallelujah. Key factor to the promises of God being fulfilled in every believer's life is letting Jesus Christ the faithful lead us out of every dilemma of life, every chain of life, every stronghold of life, every bitter root of life, everything, everything. We've got to make that choice to let him lead us out of our desert land. We preached on it. It's time to go north. Brother Matthews testified about it different times. You've compassed this mountain way too long. You've been in this same situation, the same circumstance, the same stronghold way too long. It's time to break loose. And when the Bible says go north, well, as you study God's word, God dwells in the north. Woo. That means if you want out of your circle of life, your cycle of life, then it's time to go north to the faithful Creator and learn to follow. To find the promises to become fulfilled in your generation. The past is gone. Cannot be changed. Cannot be erased. But the present and the future are right now and can be changed. If you live in the past and stay in the past, there will never be a change. But if you choose to go forward with Jesus Christ, you have just started the road of change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faithful. God is faithful. We can add this to our line of messages preached. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Let's stand together. Father in heaven, I praise your holy name. I thank you, God, for the manifestation of your Holy Ghost in this place this morning. I thank you for the Word of God that has been taught in Sunday school. I thank you for the Word of God that's been sung in the songs that we have sung. I thank you for the Word of God, your scriptures that have been shared this morning. And God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost that is speaking to us in great fathoms here this day. And I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen each heart, strengthen each soul. And I thank you, Lord, for how you have helped in this service this morning. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we rejoice in your goodness. And the church said, amen. Consider yourself dismissed this morning. Amen. We got Sunday.